it's a status exalted thing when you say Miss Anne.
Seriously, mean? Or
it's a compliment when you look at a beautiful woman and say Miss Anne is beautiful.
But
and
I mean,
fine.
Is that right? I mean, it's not with any tongue in cheekness.
No.
I think it comes from working as domestic.
Beautiful Miss Anne. Uh-huh. I see. You want to know the frequency someone goes out, for instance. You might ask a person, how?
How often do you go out?
I say I'm not going to do something, you agree with me, say, well, I'm not.
I'm not going to do it either.
And this is my what?
This is my forehead.
And this is my left ear, this is my.
This is my right ear.
And I'm growing, it looks like I'm growing a what?
Looks like I'm growing a beard.
And this is my?
This is my mouth.
And one of these is one?
One tooth.
And two?
Teeth.
Would you say the one again, one what?
One tooth.
Okay, fine. And above the teeth are the, right above the teeth?
The gums.
And this is the what of my hand?
The palm of my hand.
And I make two?
Two fists.
And you might call this a wrist, elbow, shoulder, but you might call, I have pains in my?
Arms.
Or
joints.
And this is my?
My chest.
And these are my?
Shoulders.
And a person gets around quite a bit. You say she's really quite?
Popular.
Yeah, but physically. I mean, you sound
quite
like
active.
Yeah. Would you ever use anything like spry, peppy, or pert? Spry or peppy?
Spry. He's very spry for his age.
Okay, good. Person is able to, guy comes in here and picks up your television set, just as if it weighed nothing. You say,
he's really strong.
And what does the word stout mean to you?
Strength with
what?
Weight.
Pronounce it, man, the word.
Strength.
No, before that, the other word.
With weight.
So the word you're defining is, the word that you're defining right now is? Yeah.
Stout.
Yeah.
Oh.
You mean a person who has strength, but also strength and weight.
Right.
Not fat, though.
No. Good. Stout, heavy set.
Yeah. Person has fear of something. You might, you have, or yourself, you say, I'm what?
I'm afraid.
And, the negative of used to be afraid. She used to be afraid. She did. She used to, you say she used to be afraid. He says she used to be afraid. You say no, she.
No, she never was afraid.
But can you keep used to be in it? She used to be. Would you ever use didn't used to be afraid? She didn't used to be afraid. She's
no.
afraid. She didn't
no,
used
I've
to be afraid.
A lot of people use it.
Okay.
I never used that. Didn't used to be afraid.
All right. A person you might say he's a reckless driver, or you might say he's a what? A.
He's a careful driver.
No, the opposite of that, no.
He's a reckless driver.
Yes, but the word you used, kick.
Careful. The opposite
yeah.
of it?
Yes.
Keeping
care in it, not careful with kick.
Oh, drive with care.
All right, look, you said reckless driver.
Uh-huh.
Now use care with the same ending as
oh,
reckless.
Careless driver.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a person, a word for peculiar, starting with Q.